Could you stop this, if you wanted to?
He regarded her coolly, steel in his eyes, then slowly looked away mournfully.
No, this world has left me behind too. I do not understand it anymore, or why those I served have gone.
He turned back to her, unfolded his arms, and stepped even closer to her.
It is sending its monsters through to the other, and when it sends you, I will follow. I will perish there in defense of the world this one once was.
The sentinel stood watching the grass overtake her.
Does it hurt, the change?
Getty, now fully mummified by the hungry grass, blindly spread her twigged fingers in front of her face as though examining them.
It tends to, doesn't it? But we still do it all the time. I should be afraid, but this feels normal.
She reached her hand toward the sentinel, who looked at it, almost spellbound. Slowly, his own hand tentatively reached towards it, as though to take it in his own.
When we seek to understand a thing, we attempt to bring some of it into ourselves. Though we never can entirely. We can only create synthesis. Absorb as we're absorbed. I think this is the first time I've ever really understood that.
Their hands drew closer to each other. The twigs from Getty's hands grew out and over the sentinel's hand, growing over it, working into the chinks of his armor.
You should not fear the other, for you are made of it.